Welcome, everyone, to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with some of our amazing bloggers. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, and I'm joined by the one and the only Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like this on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover just the right blogger for you.
Well, thank you, Stacey, for a wonderful introduction to our new Jennings Wire podcast. I'm very fortunate to be part of Jennings Wire. It's just a magnificent blogging site for me where we have bloggers on every topic, and I just feel there is totally someone for everyone there. Absolutely right about that. Today's guest is Jennings Wire blogger Elaine Marilacos Edelson, one of the country's foremost and gifted astrologers and intuitives. She has one of the most popular blog post columns on JenningsWire.com. She has over 30 years of experience as a spiritual counselor. Elaine has a worldwide clientele and audience spanning 73 countries. Elaine is the author of the highly acclaimed books Minutes to Manifesting, and was the spiritual advisor to the feature film Sedona, starring Frances Fisher. Today, we'll be talking with Elaine about how to stop feeling lost and stuck at work, in your business, in your relationships, and even within yourself, as well as how the two eclipses that we're experiencing right now create the perfect environment to get your life unstuck and on the right track. Wow. Sounds amazing. Welcome, Elaine. So happy to have you here today.
Thanks, Annie. I'm so excited. I'm so excited because not just about being here, of course. I love blogging for the site. And this particular month is so, you mentioned it, the two eclipses that were in this month, they're just, they're going to show us so much about who we really are and where we're really going. That's
sounds, I like to call that, sounds
part.
Juicy.
Yeah,
it is. I like it. Yeah,
very, very much so. So, Elaine, what do you mean by feeling lost and stuck? Can you define that for us when we're talking about that?
Yes, Stacey, thank you for asking that. You know, everybody knows what it feels like. Most people have a dream that they want. They have a goal in life. They desire something. But what stops most people from true abundance or having what they really want is insecurity, procrastination, that feeling of rejection, indecision, feeling guilty, that feeling of obligation to always do something for others, but at the sake and expense of themselves. And the biggest one that I find with most of my clients, unhealthy boundaries. And so living like this fosters a sense of lack, a sense of loss and feeling lost, like they're spinning their wheels and they're never getting where they want to go. I mean, we all feel this way. We all get stuck. But the point is to get beyond it. That's the point.
Rain, what do you mean by unhealthy boundaries?
Well, there's boundaries. I do a whole program on boundaries. Boundaries are giving yourself permission to be who you are, and at the same time, boundaries are the ability to say no. It's the women especially that I find women clients, even powerful businesswomen, professional businesswomen, have an inability to say no or a refusal to say no because they think they can do it all. Their moms, their sisters, their daughters, their professional businesswomen, they take care of people. And men fall into this category too, but it's more I see in the women, healthy boundaries, being able to say no, no thank you. Not, you know, because as we're raised to think no means is a dirty word. No is a dirty word. No says you're fat, you're ugly, you're stupid. No says I'm inadequate. No says something's wrong. But, you know, someone says to you, can I take, and I'll give this exercise to all of my clients who have difficulty with this issue, and I'll say you need to perform an exercise for 5 minutes with a really trusted friend or family member. And for 5 minutes, all they get to say to you is no. And you have to ask some questions like, can I borrow $1,000? And they say no. Can I wear your new Prada shoes? No. No, that's a big no.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Can you take me to the airport? No. So this
people,
so they get used to hearing the word no, and then I have them reverse it. And then I have them reverse it so that their friends or their family members ask them a question, and all they say is the word no. So that's a healthy boundary.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
And then, It makes total sense, and I
right.
see exactly what you're talking about with women. And, I mean, you always want to be taking care of everybody, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of innate in our nature. So that
right.
that practice and strategy and technique should be very helpful to our listeners. And now, in addition to setting these healthy boundaries and being able to say no, what else can people do to get past that feeling of insecurity or that fear of rejection? Because I know that can hold people back from pursuing what they want.
Yeah, it's so true. And that's why I utilize the eclipses. And I just want to state for the record, for people who have not read the blog or are not that familiar with astrology, the planets do not make us do anything. We live in a cooperation with our cosmos. When the planets make a move, we feel it. And when we make a move, they show it. Mirror, mirror on the cosmic wall. So when we have something come up, especially during the phase of eclipses, which spotlight things, which I can talk about a little bit more later, but in answer to your question, what can we do to help ourselves through insecurity? And that's a very complex question for a lot of people, but the answer is really so simple. We need to get present with what we're really feeling and why we stop ourselves from being who we really are. So getting present is a very powerful exercise. I have a client who is a chiropractor, and she was run by her office manager. She allowed, because she had no boundaries, she was insecure, she allowed her office manager to run her life and her business almost into the ground. So when she came to me, she was literally breaking even as a chiropractor, but she was very talented. And I said, well, let's not talk about the business. Let's talk about your home life. Because I wanted to get a full picture. And when I asked her about her husband, she said, oh, yeah, you know, we have a great relationship. He's freewheeling. You know, he does what he likes. And I said, well, does he work? And she said, not today. And I thought, oh, gosh. Uh-oh,
right.
Big red flag. What's that about? And so what it came out to be is that because of her insecurity, she thought that if she ever said the word no, if she ever stood up for herself, that the people in her life would leave her. That her husband would
wow.
leave her, that she would be a single mom, that her office manager would leave and take the clients with. I mean, so she really was so twisted around this idea that she didn't matter.
Wow.
And that
you know,
she
a lot of
enough.
People probably feel like that, Elaine, in one way or another.
So.
I know with your clients, you probably see it in all different aspects and areas of life that you know, people are feeling like that, and that's really holding them back. And you know, we have about 2 minutes or so left, and I know we want to get to your breakthrough sessions that you offer and what those breakthrough sessions are and then who is a good match for the program.
Right. Great. Thank you. The breakthrough sessions I offer throughout my business, but especially during times of celestial events like eclipses, because the eclipses spotlight the accomplishments that you've been working on, the goals and the results. So we have a more direct route. We can fast track it. And they also show through the energy work and through astrology as well, the unconscious sabotage, where the insecurity is and where the unhealthy boundaries are and all that other great stuff we were talking about earlier. And so I look at what a person is going through in the light of the eclipses so that we can get past them and create an actual plan for achievement and goals that are desirable, that lead to abundance, so that you're no longer stuck and feeling afraid to pursue what you really want.
Well,
wow. I mean, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that sounds amazing. And I want to ask you one thing. I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot or whatever, but what do you feel is the most effective tool that anyone can use to break through when they're feeling stuck or afraid, or they're afraid to pursue what they really want?
Okay, no, you're not putting me on the spot. I could talk
about
this stuff all day.
I know. I love it. But
yeah.
What is the thing you could leave
yeah.
our audience with, like, that could change their life just for a second before they get a chance to work with you directly?
Right. Okay. So here's what you do. If you're feeling stuck, I want you to stop in that moment. I want you to take 3 deep breaths and get present. In the past, nothing happens. The wish of the future isn't here yet. The present is the only time there is. Now is the most powerful word in the English language. Now, when you get present with what's happening now and you take your 3 deep breaths, you can get centered in what's real. You're basically pure conscious love. So when you think about it, you ask yourself, if feeling this way, if I feel like I'm not enough, that I don't matter, if that's how I feel right now, then then how can I change that? You have the power to make that change, but you need to get focused in that present moment. Every morning, wake up with one intention, and that is to be as present as possible. Breathe as much as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I can just say that by being present, though, you're not letting in the thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I'm stuck, how do I move on, how do I pursue anything when there's so much standing in my way? If you're present, you're not thinking about all those worries. You're in the moment. What can I do this moment to forward my goals?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, I love
this moment. Is one breath.
This moment.
One breath away.
Wow, it should be a song.
It's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
Wait, there was this magic moment. This magic moment.
This magic moment. I love that song.
All right, so the question is, will we edit this part out? We shall see. So if you're listening to it, we didn't. Elaine, oh my gosh, so amazing today. Stacy did a wonderful job interviewing Elaine. Thank you so much. And for more information on working with Elaine on a breakthrough session for your very own self, please fill out the form below this podcast link, and Elaine will contact you directly. Now, here's something very good, all right, for our Jennings Wire readers. Jennings Wire readers are offered a reward savings of 50% off Elaine's regular fee. By filling out this form below, you identify yourself as a Jennings Wire reader, and you can receive your reward savings on Elaine's breakthrough sessions. All right, so that sounds like a wonderful way to, you know, get more involved and take control of your future and actually be surrounded. I think what I like the most about Elaine, she seems to really, you know, get into her clients, like really offer support, a strong support around her clients. Wouldn't you say, Elaine, that's true about you?
That is absolutely true. I'm very dedicated. I never give more than my clients are willing to take in at any one time, but I like to push a little bit toward the goal.
Yeah.
I like to support and to give opportunities for greater growth and inspiration. Yeah, absolutely.
In other words,
I
just get the sense that you never give up on them. You know, they can come to you no matter what seriously, no matter what the issues are, and there's plenty out there. I know.
Yeah.
I'm reading it all on Jennings Wire now. It's all got all the juicy stuff on there. But there's so much going on that you really just, you know, you can't give up. You got to keep going, striving, achieving what you want in your life. Well, thank you so much, Elaine. You were
thank
a wonderful
you.
Guest. This podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to find more posts by Elaine Maralakos-Edelson and to discover more bloggers that might be perfect for you. That's JenningsWire.com. See you there. Thanks, Elaine, for a wonderful and informative interview.
Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Stacy.